Ever since the Ulster Plantation, which began in 1609, the relationship between the northern province of our country and the other three has been problematic, to say the very least. Since the partition of Ireland between North and South in 1921, relations have gone from being very distant and strained to more diplomatic and congenial in latter years. A key moment on this journey was the meeting of the Irish Taoiseach Bertie Ahern and the Democratic Unionist Party leader, the Reverend Ian Paisley, who had started his political career being implacably opposed to building relationships with nationalists. He was quoted as saying such things as, "Catholic homes caught fire because they were loaded with petrol bombs. Catholic churches were attacked and burned because they were arsenals, and priests handed out submachine guns to parishioners." He said this at a loyalist rally in 1968 following attacks on Catholic homes. "Never, never, never, never," he said outside Belfast City Hall as he addressed thousands of loyalists protesting against the signing of the 1985 Anglo-Irish Agreement. But with the years and huge work by ordinary people, people of faith, of goodwill, people of common sense, and of course by some key political leaders and religious leaders, and surely with the grace of God, Ian Paisley had a change of heart. And people in the South, too, came to a deeper understanding of the Unionist view as they see Ulster as their native place. Bertie Ahern would later say of Ian Paisley after he died, "We both came from very different political traditions, but the more I got to know Ian Paisley, the more I respected him and the more I came to like him. In my dealings with him, I found him to be unfailingly polite and a man of his word. He had a warm personality, was witty, and he had a keen sense of humour and a booming laugh, and this helped to build relationships from the start." The two men met outside the Irish state's official residence at Farmlea in 2007. History was made when Taoiseach Bertie Ahern and DUP leader Ian Paisley shook hands for the first time in public prior to their milestone meeting. Change for all of us is possible through the grace of God. Christ is risen, and by his grace we can overcome sin and death through him and through no other. Resurrection is real. On this day, when we celebrate the resurrection, we affirm and reaffirm our faith that old ways can change with God's help. In an Urbi et Orbi address in St. Peter's Square in 2013, Pope Francis prayed for peace. "Peace in the whole world, still divided by greed, wounded by selfishness which threatens human life and family, selfishness that continues in human trafficking, the most extensive form of slavery in this 21st century. Peace to the world torn by violence linked to drug trafficking and the iniquitous exploitation of natural resources. Peace is possible since, as Saint Teresa of Avila wrote, may today there be peace within. May you trust God that you are exactly where you are meant to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May you use these gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. May you be content knowing you are a child of God. Let this presence settle into your bones and allow your soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. It is there for each and every one of us. For Christ is risen." Taoiseach Bertie Ahern and Reverend Ian Paisley shook hands for the first time in public in 2007, 14 years ago on this day.